This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we introduced the topic of having a proper understanding of prayer and lessons we can learn to enhance our prayer life. Let's continue by looking more closely at Solomon's prayer of dedication after building the temple, found in 2 Chronicles 6:14 through 42. To do an inductive study of this portion, the first question you need to answer is, what is said in this prayer? Solomon begins his prayer by extolling God. He says, "There is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You who keep your covenant of love, you have kept your promise. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it, as it is today." A little further into his prayer, he raises the question, "Will God really dwell on earth with men? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you, how much less this temple I have built." Still further into the prayer, he affirms, "You alone know the hearts of men." Between these affirmations, Solomon acknowledges there is no one who does not sin. He postulates a number of different scenarios that describe estrangement from God and asks God to forgive when there is repentance necessary. Finally, he pleads for God to come and dwell in the temple he has built for him. "Now arise, O Lord God, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation. May your saints rejoice in your goodness. O Lord God, do not reject your anointed one. Remember the great love promised to David, your servant." This is what Solomon prayed. In our next visit, we'll consider what he meant in this prayer.